to your neighbor, say, you are victorious. You are not the victim. You are the victor. You are victorious. Tell somebody else, say, head or tail, we win. We win. Head or tail, I win. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as we take your turn. I welcome everyone here to this service this moment in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wisdom for the blessing, part 2. Welcome everyone here to this service this morning. Wisdom for the blessing, part 2. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 18. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. That wisdom has a merchandise, a trade that is better than the merchandise of silver. That wisdom has a gain, is profitable, that is more profitable than gold. That wisdom is more precious than rubies. All the things you can desire are not compared to it, to her. Length of days is in the hands of that wisdom. In her left hand there are riches and honor. That wisdom has pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord bless the word in Jesus' name. Our objective this morning is to understand the wisdom ways to the blessing of God. The wisdom of God is a pathway to the blessing of God. The wisdom of God is a channel to the blessing of God. Every connection with the wisdom of God is connection to the blessing of God. No wonder the Bible said in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And they brought gifts. Verse 25. They brought presents. Vessels of silver. Vessels of gold. Garments. Armor. Spices. Horses. Mules. Arrayed year by year. And in 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4. By this same wisdom, Solomon said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. One wisdom produced the resources. It produced the rest. It produced the peace. The meaning of that is The blessing of God travels in the direction of the wisdom of God. The blessing of God travels in the direction of the wisdom of God. Anywhere you find the wisdom of God, in that direction, you will find the blessing of God. In the first service, we saw 5 channels for the blessing. 5 wisdom pathways. For the sake of time, we might not look back into that. But in this service, what is the wisdom of the blessing? Number one. This would be more like number 6, but it's number 1 for this service. What is the wisdom of the blessing of God? One. And when we are talking about wisdom, we are talking about God's way of life. Can you take the bars off and maybe take up the feedback a bit? God's way of doing things. God's approach to things. God's procedure. What is the wisdom way to the blessing? One, it is the wisdom of walking and living by the principles of God. Walking and living. Psalm 1 and in verse 1 to verse 3. Say, blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wisdom of walking and living by the principles of God. John chapter 1 and in verse 1 to 3. Job chapter 1 verse 1. Said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And his substance was 7,000 sheep. That man that walked in the principles of God was a man of substance. In Psalm 24 verse 3, all the way to verse 5, he said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. What does the Bible say? What's the Bible say? That the blessing of God is the preserve of the humble. Humility is a magnet of blessing. Financial integrity is a magnet of the blessing. It's not possible for anybody to be crooked and be blessed. God will not bless the arrogant and the proud. Take your seat. Humility is a magnet of the blessing. Financial integrity is a magnet of the blessing. honesty and sincerity is a magnet of the blessing. He said, he that has not sworn deceitfully. It is not possible for God to bless lies and bless falsehood. Humility is a magnet of the blessing. Financial integrity is a magnet of the blessing. Honesty is a magnet of the blessing. Sincerity is a magnet of the blessing. Moral integrity is a, they are magnets of the blessing. When you walk in the way of uprightness and not the way of crookedness, you can't escape the blessing. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say amen. Amen. If you know God and you live by his principles, you can't escape the blessing. And it doesn't matter how much you come to church. You do business with brethren. You dupe them. You cheat them. You lie. You defraud. You betray. It's not possible. So many people want the blessings of God with the principles of the world. The way worldly people dupe people, pull people down, defraud people. You say, at the end I'll pay my tithe. God does not need a tithe from crooked means, from defrauding people, from cheating people, from lying to get it. He does not need the tithe. Bible said the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. The giving of a wicked person is a crime before God. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. I am giving offering. I am giving sacrifice. And that man is a wicked man. The Bible said it is an abomination. What is the wisdom? It is the wisdom of walking and living by the principles of God. Number two is the wisdom of functioning by kingdom vision. Kingdom vision. Psalm 122 verse 9. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Father, do good to me because of your house. Father, favor me because of the kingdom. Father, empower me financially because of your kingdom. For souls to be saved. For the kingdom to be built. For orphans and widows to be reached. Father, favor me. The wisdom of functioning by kingdom vision. In 1 Samuel, that was David. In Psalm 122 verse 9, another translation says, for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. That was what Hannah did. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, Hannah said, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. That is kingdom vision. Lord, I am aware that there is a need for a prophet, a priest in your house. The sons of Eli were not doing well. Eli was already old, and God needed a priest. And Samuel's mother said, give me a son so that I can give you a priest. Can somebody say aloud, amen? And God said, take the priest. Take the son. Have the son. And Hannah said, have the priest. Bring. He's asking God, God, I know you need a priest in your house. Give me a son so you can have the priest you are looking for. And God said, have the son. Then return it back. And he said, have the priest. Do you understand that there is nothing we have that did not come from God? In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13. Now therefore our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. 14. But who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come of thee. Everything came from you. And of thine own have we given you. Any giving we claim to be giving you is your own property in our hands.
Amen. Yes.
We don't have anything. All things belong to you. So when I say I am giving a tithe or giving an offering or giving a cow, yes, whatever I'm giving, it is the owner, the earth is the Lord's. I am not giving you anything that you are not the original owner of. God. Say, have God give me a son. And I will give you a priest. And he said, have the son. And Samuel's mother said, have the priest. But after he gave God the priest, she gave birth to 5 more children that were now her own.
Hallelujah.
1, 2, 3, 4. This she that was barren has given birth to 5 that were now her own. You can never outgive God. You can't give God more than what He's given you. He first gave to you, then you gave Him. And then He gives you, and then you give Him. And then if you are to run that race, this is now 5-1. He gave God 1 from what God originally gave, and God gave 5 at once. Together. Am I communicating? That is why many of us are depriving our lives. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. That is beyond Samuel now. Am I communicating at all? God is looking for kingdom-minded people. We have enough of earthly-minded people. We have more than enough of those who are looking for money for the purpose of showing off in the village or showing off in the nation or showing off in the society. We have enough of all of those people. But God is looking for people who are saying, Lord, give me 1 billion and I want to do about 10 or how many crusades. Give me $1 million and I want to do this and that for the kingdom. Just try me with this amount and see what I am going to do. And God, who does not owe anybody, will change your life. Somebody say aloud, amen. In Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 1, Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 1, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. And I will open before him the 2 leaf gates. And the gates shall not be shut. I will go
before thee and make crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. We have read this many times. Why is God doing this? It's in verse 13. There is a vision in his heart. There is something he is going to do with the money I'm giving him. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go of my captives. Because this verse 13 exists, God did verse 3. God's provision will locate God's vision. Note that down. God's provision will always locate God's vision. Anyone who is a custodian of the vision of God, what God wants to do in the earth, what God wants to do in the generation, anyone who is a custodian of God's vision will connect God's provision. T.L. Osborne said, success in life is finding out what God is doing and doing it with him. Find out what God is doing and do it with him. What is God doing in Nigeria? What is God trying to do in the world? What is God trying to do in Africa? Here am I, Lord. That was the basis of the call we made during the convention of the seal of kingdom financial empowerment. The seal. Men and women and people who say, Lord, here am I, available as an instrument in your hands to be a warehouse of your resources, to impact my world. Then God says, take. And like Hannah, he says, God, take. And God says, take, take. And he says, God, take, take, take. Oh. In the name of Jesus, there are people that will be raised out of here this morning that will represent God's voice to this generation. If you are such a person, shout the loudest amen. God, there are people that will represent the vision of God, the vision of the kingdom, and the vision of heaven in this generation. Anyone like that here, shout the loudest amen. It is the wisdom of functioning by kingdom vision. Number 3 is the wisdom is connected, but it's different. The wisdom of existing and functioning as a blessing. Existing and functioning as a blessing. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2 to verse 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless thee and thou shalt be a blessing. If you turn it the other way, it is true. Because thou shalt be a blessing, I will bless you. Am I communicating? If you turn that scripture the other way, it's correct. I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. If A plus B equals C, and you say B plus A, it is still equal C. It doesn't matter which you put first. 4 plus 5 is 9. 5 plus 4 is 9. 3 plus 6 is 9. 6 plus 3 is 9. Whichever way you turn it, is constant. It is, the answer is a constant. I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. And because thou shalt be a blessing, I will bless you. The opposite is true. If thou will not be a blessing, I won't bless you. Am I communicating? There are many people who say, God bless me. And God say, I will bless you so you can bless who? God bless me so that you can bless who? So you can be a container? So you can be a dam? See, I don't do anything with stagnant waters. I deal with flowing rivers. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Blessing the kingdom. Blessing humanity. Blessing your generation. Amen. Blessing God's kingdom, God's cause. When you are a blessing, what they call tithe and offering is shadow, is minimum. It's grade one. That's for kindergartens. A blessing. You are a massively flowing river. Generations call you blessed. Families call you blessed. Communities call you blessed. Nations call you blessed. Even continents. How do you go to another person's country or the Philippines, conduct a crusade? Woman jerks out of the wheelchair who is living on the street with her husband. And then after she is healed, in another man's country, right? Then you decided to rehabilitate them there, give them livelihood, return them back to her, to house. I thought as I was talking, the media would be smart enough to show the clip. That was what happened to us in Manila, Philippines, February this year. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And everywhere we go, lift up your hands, everyone, and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. I am available to be a blessing to my generation. I am available to be a blessing to my generation. Help me, Lord, to bless my generation. In the name of Jesus. So the woman that lives on the street, already made to walk, the name of Jesus. I prayed for her earlier in the crowd. And her husband living on the street. And I just told them that we'll get them settled in the house. And they are crying. This is the next day. We've taken them out for shopping. The day after the program has ended, it has shown up that they are dressing the next day, second day of the meeting. Already smart, sharp, fine looking. And God sees that these kind of things happen around the world. God knows that there are widows and orphans and people who need school fees that come out of our resources every month. So he sends the resources. When you are a blessing, God does not bless you with only you in mind. He blesses you with everybody connected to you in mind. He blesses you with the blessing of your church. The blessing that must flow through you to the church. The blessing that must flow through you to the less privileged. The blessing that must flow through you to church buildings and evangelism. All of that. And where you are, he uses it to assess your next level. What you are currently doing is used as an assessment for your next level. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. A louder believer's amen. Amen at the top of your voice. When a man came to my office the other day, a retired minister of the gospel in his 80s, living in a house that was rented, and is struggling to pay house rent. First of all, we released for him the house rent. Next of all, what? Where are you going to live? He has a house that is around for whatever level, so that we'll pick it up. Today, he's living in a house of his own that we did. This is not a solitary story. We went to Makurdi some time ago, and some two children came to greet me. My wife said, "Do you know them?" I said, "No." He said, "They are on your scholarship. You are the one who paid their way through school." I said, "Really? I didn't know." We have countless of such people that we don't know anything about. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. The other day, a retired minister of the gospel who has retired in his denomination sent me a message. He said, "Thank you for not allowing me to suffer in my retirement age." He said, "I just received the alert for this month." There are plenty on a monthly salary. 70-something, 80-something. Some retired. Some struggling in missionary fields. So when God wants to send the blessing, he sends it with those people in mind. Are you hearing something here today? Don't just live with yourself in mind. Live with your generation in mind. Hallelujah. 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 It is the wisdom of being a blessing, of existing and functioning as a blessing. Look at Psalm 112 verse 1 to the end. It said, "Blessed, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man." What is the reason for this man's blessing? He showeth favor. He lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. He shall not be moved. Now move to the 7th verse. He shall not be afraid. Verse 8. His heart is established. Verse 9. He has dispersed. This man that is blessed is a distributor. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. Lift up your hands and say, "Father." Say it louder. Say, "Father, make me a distributor." Say it louder. Say, "Father, make me a distributor."
Shout it loud and say, Father, make me a distributor.
My wife and I, we prayed this prayer before we became pastors. Make us distributors of your blessing. We entered an agreement with God that we shall be distributors. So, when people, one day, I saw in my collections, different sizes of suits, shoe of different sizes, and so I said, it looks like some people bring things and they don't know my size. So they bring things that are not my size. Then the Lord reminded me that not everything given to you is your own. Not everything given to you is yours. Remember, you are a distributor. So there are things passing through you to pass to other people. So there was a very massive suit that I might call a coat that was in the possession. Very massive and very huge. I was wondering what would be the destiny of that suit. What is his future? Until an American man came, very big. You know how big they can be at times. And I said, I have a suit for you. He said, really? So I brought the suit out. When he wore it, he said, it appears like they measured me. It appeared like I was measured for this suit. Both the suit and the tie, everything was perfect. Said, you are a distributor. Can somebody lift up your hands and say, Father, I ask that you make me a distributor. Give me the understanding that not everything in my possession is mine. Help me to understand the wisdom of distributorship. I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. And number four is the wisdom of functioning by divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance. When the Lord leads you into a business, you cannot struggle. Divine guidance and direction. That was how God led Cyrus. Isaiah 45:1-3, we already read it. Whose right hand I have holden. He held his hand into the treasures of darkness, into the hidden riches of secret places. In Luke 5:4-6, Peter said, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into your deep, to the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break because it was led. The word, he heard the word that directed him. In Matthew 17:27, when it was time to pay the tax, Jesus sent Peter, notwithstanding lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for you. Somebody say amen. It is only God who knows the river that has the sea. Only God knows the sea that has the fish brings your money in his mouth. He didn't say go to the river Jordan. He didn't say go to the lake of Gennesaret. It was the Sea of Tiberias. There is a particular sea, and there is a particular fish.
Amen.
That has the particular money that will meet your need. Most of us are fishing in the wrong waters. We are fishing in the wrong waters. We are doing business in the wrong waters. We are investing in the wrong endeavor. We are just facing the wrong angle. You see, an energy in the wrong direction equals lethargy. Energy directed at the wrong direction is lethargy, is tiredness, is weariness. Many of us, we have wearied our lives because we have compared ourselves. We say, Brother John fished in River Jordan and he succeeded, so let me go to River Jordan. And God said that River Jordan is not where I have for you. Sister Jane was in the Sea of Tiberias, so let me go there. And God said, no, I know the particular sea that has the particular fish that has your money. Go there. See, after me saying the name of Jesus, I refuse to fish in the wrong water. Say, Father, I receive direction. I receive guidance into the right direction, in the right endeavor. In Jesus' precious name, take your seat. How many of us believe that there is a principle of divine direction and divine guidance? That as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still. If he's not leading you, it will be troubled waters. The waters can only be peaceful if he's the one leading. Am I communicating at all? Now, this principle of leading, how many of you know that? I cannot say it is time to marry. So anybody I see, I find, I catch. If I had worked like that, maybe I wouldn't be here now in what I'm doing. You can imagine trying to make somebody who is addicted to holiday to follow you around the world and do commanding the day every night. Say, you want to kill me? Now me kill Jesus. Just face your life. So I needed to know the right person to marry. I needed to know the right person, the right place to go. You may carry the unction at the wrong location. It is massive frustration. Are you following me? The challenge is not that you are not anointed. The challenge is that you have the right unction, but you are at the right wrong location, and what happens to you is massive frustration. All truths are parallel, as it is in the spiritual line, so it is in the career lines. There are people, for example, that took themselves to America. God did not send them to America. They got lottery that ended in slavery. There was somebody who won lottery in America that were sending money from here to support. I've paid people's accommodation outside the country. My rent has expired. I am stranded. Take assistance. Obodo Ibo. If God did not send you to Germany and you run to Germany, you jam need. didn't send you to England, you won't be glad there. Go to Russia, you rush back. Massive need. People are jamming. But someone, God sent them there. And it's in America, a multimillionaire from Africa. Somebody there, God sent him to China or some sent him to England. But others went because they see other people go. The principle of divine guidance works in every realm. The way somebody say, let me go and pray for life partner. Let me go and pray whether it is okay to be in this location. Let me fast and pray. Is God calling me into ministry in the same manner? Let me take 3 days fasting. Lord, where do you want me to put my money? Where do you want me to put my energy? Since I am not just a businessman trying to look for money, but I am a kingdom person, where do you want me to invest my lifetime and energy? And God gives you simple direction. It may be as simple as second hand clothes, sell water, sell this and that. You know, while we're in Area 1 church, a man who was a driver in the Federal Secretariat in Area 1, a driver, he started seeing dreams of eggs in the dream. So he was wondering, eggs, what about eggs? Is it a deliverance case or something? Eventually he concluded that God wanted him to sell eggs. He started going to Jos then. Poultry and all these things were not, things that were happening here. The major poultries were in Jos, Plateau. He will go to Jos and bring eggs, crates of eggs, sell to Sheraton Hotel, Hilton Hotel, and those kind of hotels. He began to make in one day his salary of a month. He built his own house here that I call it egg house. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If direction came, it didn't just, oh, my time is up. A woman with 5 children, husband kicked her out. She was stranded, renting a shop in Abuja here. He couldn't pay house rent, the shop rent. And he came and he said, Pastor, this is my challenge. I said, what do you know how to do? Like Elisha asked the woman, what do you have in your house? He said, well, I know that when I was with my husband, I could cook so well that when the guests came to the house, they would so eat the food that I almost washed the plate in addition that you might not have much to wash from the plate. I said, all right, why don't you try that? So she began to package food in aluminium, in foil, and sell from office to office at the Federal Secretary. She got that guidance. When they tasted it, yeah, what's happening? Come and establish a restaurant, but don't just sell like this. She began to sell from banks. One bank said, come and establish with us. The way bankers go to banks to do things, the other bank, this one tasted, said, come and establish in our bank. Under a few months, she bought the shop that she couldn't pay the rent of. The same shop, she bought it. She couldn't pay the rent of it. She bought it. In UTC area 10, Abuja here. I announce to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, direction is coming for you. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a believer's amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive direction. I cannot be stranded for direction. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. finally, it is the wisdom of enterprise. The Lord shall command the blessing upon all that you set your hand to do. Enterprise. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. There are two things that we are considering here. Number one, A, is diligent work. And B, is investment mentality. That you are not sitting idle and waiting for God to bless you. There is something you are doing with your hands. And that is what made the last one very important. Let God show you that thing that you need to do. And the B is the investment. Luke 19, 22 to 23. And he said unto him, out of your mouth will I judge you, thou wicked servant. You know that I was an austere man, taking up what I laid not down and reaping what I did not sow. Why did you not give my money to the bank, so that at my coming I would have required my own with interest? Jesus is teaching us investment mentality. And he's saying that the least you can do, if you don't know what to do, is to bank where they pay you interest on the banking. That's the least. Fixed deposit. Treasury bills, the money markets, and all other things. That is the least you can do. In case you don't know what to do. But that is basically that you shouldn't just keep money to be resting and achieving nothing. Engage money. Give it assignment. I am not the one who said it, it's Jesus who said it. Amen. Jesus is teaching us finance. Amen. Financial economics. Amen. Biblical economics. Amen. In the first service, I told the story of a man who has 5 billion naira fixed since the last 5 years. That is churning out money every year. He hasn't touched both the principal and the interest because other resources are flowing. He said that looks like his retirement arrangement. Do you understand what I'm talking about? People have the mentality of killing money, killing money. What money did to you, you want to kill it? In our place, spending money is called killing of money. In most languages, it's like that. Others is wasting of money. Most wise people multiply the money first. Then from the dividends of that multiplication, they use it to meet their needs. Yes, sir. There is a man in this church who has a company that I prayed on, and then he took me to his second company. Well, I went to the town to minister. So he said, on your way, please pray on my company. I prayed. He said, this is a smaller one. And I prayed. So I said, which one is this? He told me. I said, this is the major company. What about this one? He said, this company, the profit of this one is used to pay salaries. So that we don't touch any money that is coming out of here. For recurrent expenditure for anything. This one is established for the payment of this one's salaries. People are thinking, oh, do you understand what I'm saying?
Instead of just carrying all the money and be spending it here and there. Sort of, if this one made $100 million this month, and our overhead or something is about 20 or 10 to 20 million, then this one made a profit of that 10 to 20 million. We use this to sort this out and let the 100 million go whole for further multiplication. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So those are the kind of things that people think and do. Jesus said, don't be expenditure. Don't let your life revolve around what to spend. Let your life revolve around how to multiply. For the benefit of yourself, for the benefit of the kingdom, and for the benefit of your generation. Stand up on your feet, everyone. Stop here. Give the Lord a louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A loudmost shout of victory. There is someone here I am anointed to announce to you, for the sake of the kingdom, and for the sake of your generation, and for the sake of the needy, you will have plenty of resources. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. For the sake of yourself, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your generation, you are going to conquer plenty of resources. For the sake of church planting, for the sake of crusades, for the sake of orphans and widows, for the sake of generational impact, you are going to conquer massive resources. Somebody who is going to do that, say a louder amen. Look at the neighbor, say, I can't afford scarcity. I can't afford shortage. So many things are at stake. Kingdom assignment is at stake. Generational impact is at stake. The welfare of the needy is at stake. I can't afford dry hands. I can't afford empty hands. There is so much to do. Somebody say amen. Is somebody's mentality changing at all? Again, say it, Father. Say, in the name of Jesus, I can't afford dry hands. Louder, I can't afford dry hands. I can't afford empty hands. I can't afford scarcity. I cannot afford shortage. There is so much at stake. Kingdom assignment, church planting, evangelism, crusades, generational impact, the welfare of the needy, impacting my community, impacting my generation. I cannot have dry hands. My hands are loaded. Loaded with abundance. Loaded with substance. So I can be a blessing to my generation. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now. Pray it for 30 seconds. In Jesus' precious name, everywhere you are today, in need of surrender to Jesus. That was where we started from. Living by the principles of God. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person.
Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.